I'm on a boat from Wrangell heading out to the Wave Venture. From shore, she looks large enough anchored in the water, but up close, she's enormous, a repurposed ferry that's been converted into a cable repair ship. We pull up alongside her massive blue and white hull. The ship's crew lowers a set of grated metal stairs so the other visitors and I can climb up her towering side to the main deck. The deck is long and clean. Each piece of equipment seems to have its own place. I meet up with Captain Kevin Widowson. He's wearing a navy blue jacket and smiling. As we walk, he neatly steps over the piles and lines of thick black cords that crisscross the deck.
Is this all cable then running here?
This is cable. This is your fiber optics. Every time you press .com on your PC, this is where it goes through.
This is amazing that the internet is laying down here on the floor of your ship.
Everybody seems to think that it's all microwave and satellite driven, and it's quite the opposite, really.
He points to the walls and ceiling, where there's even more cable hanging from loops and hooks. We look down over a safety railing into the hull of the ship. There are thousands of miles of cable coiled in thick beehive stacks, each higher than a person. He tells me it's important for the ship to be fully stocked and ready to go out on a call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
When people can't log on or they can't send their emails, they start complaining. So it's up to us to get onto the seabed and sort it out.
When there's a problem, the Wave Venture leaves its port in Victoria, British Columbia and heads out to do the repair. This ship is responsible for the thousands of miles of cable that stretch from Canada through Alaska out to Hawaii and all the way down to Mexico. We head into the cable repair shop, where the technicians cut, mend, and splice damaged fiber optic lines. Two men in identical orange jumpsuits are bent over a shiny silver tube that houses a piece of cable damaged in the last earthquake. Ian Farmina and Nick Corbett are jointing systems technicians.
Well, this is the actual fibre optic joint, and we're putting heat shrink over it so it becomes like watertight. Like, you know? That's basically what we're doing now, yeah.
Yeah, it's about it, really.
The crew prefers to use a remote-operated vehicle to retrieve the cable, but this time the water was too murky. The captain guesses a lot of silt may have been kicked up during the earthquake. So, he says, they had to leave technology behind and turn to a more traditional method called grapnelling.
This is what the old style ships had and still have for cable recovery. This is as simple as it gets. Just bits of ironwork chained together, and we drag that across the seabed. And it hooks the cable comes into the mouth of the grapnel, and we just monitor the tension. And when the tension starts to rise, then we know that we've grabbed something.
There are several grapnels on the deck. Some are the size of tires, and others are smaller and more delicate. But one is half the size of a person and has four enormous curved spikes.
And the one that we found success with on this particular job is this monster of a grapnel here. We call it Son of Sammy.
He says the name comes from an old sea legend, but that story is for another time. He explains that grapnels are the only technology they can count on to work in even the worst conditions.
But which date back to Brunel's time, his Ambard Kingdom Brunel, and his ship, the Great Eastern, when they laid the first ship across the Atlantic, and we're still using some of those methods here today. It's the history of cable ships is absolutely enthralling.
In the end, it took the Wave Venture 5 days to get Wrangell's services up and running. After that, they headed back to Victoria to wait for the next call. Reporting off the coast of Wrangell Island, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.